Just a thought for this day. Wouldn't it be a fine thing if you would just, or rather we, would do our part in this old world, do our best. No matter how small a thing you may express it, perfection, you remember, is made up of trifles, but perfection is no trifle. Doesn't matter how small or seemingly unimportant your job may be, you have the same chance to attain perfection in it as the greatest artist has in his work. Doesn't matter how little others may believe that any good or great thing can come from you. It is said in the scripture of a far greater than you, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? See, they were talking about Jesus. But listen to this, it may do us some good. If so, wrap it up in your heart and carry it along with you. And if not, forget it. There's nothing to fear. You're as good as the best. As strong as the mightiest too. You can win in every battle or test. For there's no one just like you. There's only one you in the world today. Don't forget that. So nobody else, you see, can do your work in a fine way. You're the only you there'll ever be. So face the world, and all life is yours. To conquer and love and live, and you'll find the happiness that endures in just the measure, remember that, the measure you give. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. mighty fine thing if we would all learn to pray. It's just about prayer time with us, and during this time, we ask that you call your wondering hearts and minds in. May we and somehow ask the Lord to teach us just how to pray. Well, it's a communication of the soul with its maker. Oh, how we do need it now. To talk to God in prayer. As we give you this invitation, please stop a few moments, won't you? Sing along with us a beautiful hymn. Come turn. With an aching heart you can come. Miserable and wretched, come on. Yes, right over here. Over there. Some of you can bow right here. Or wherever you are. Bow, won't you, with us? And then sing along with us. Come turn. Oh, that's so old hymn, but it's so new now because it appeals to my needs. Our present needs. Come to. How sweet. And did you know that he'll save you? Save you from a wretched life. From despair. You see, folks, he saved me one day. I was a wretch undone. I heard somebody say that it saved a wretch. That was grace. God's grace through his son Jesus saved a wretch like me. And he'll save you. You see, I was lost. Oh, now, thank you, Jesus. I'm found. So blind. But now, Lord, I see. He will save you from woe, from despair. Come along and bring your troubles. Heartaches and your fears. Be sure to bring your heart along first. May we bow together. Oh, I believe that there's something in it I just can't explain. But see, I know many times that there were things that I just couldn't see my way out, and through prayer. Yes, we can overcome. May we pray. Holy Father, sometimes eyes blind by the signals of sorrow cannot see the stars. Oh, Father, even so at this moment, some of us can see nothing beyond our own grief and troubles. We have been face to face with misery and loneliness in these days, and with the strangeness of life and death that take away so many of our loved ones. And Father, you give us no explanation. with the mystery of a well of providence, I have tried, we have tried to understand and just cannot understand. Oh, Holy Spirit, thou visitor in times like this, thou who art acquainted with human tears and broken hearts, surely we need thy help. So many of our hearts are sore, so many of us have closed the door to thy amazing grace. Please, sir, continue to knock. May we open the door. Father, please, sir, come in. Help us to exchange, take away our burden. You said that you would help us. Our trials, our disappointments. We need you in this city, in our homes, in this state, in this country. Lord, relations between nations and between peoples of this earth seem to be strained, but Father, thou alone can bring about a mutual understanding and a brotherhood that cannot be broken by sin or Satan. When we're through praying here, and this life, O God, is all over. Over yonder, I don't know. Here's something for you. So many of us, we worship many things. And among them, I think the greatest we worship, and that is, well, money. And the luxuries that it brings. But wouldn't it be fine if we would just live for Jesus? If we would forget about the price of things and try to do our best for our fellow man, to find out how much joy that we could bring him. Wouldn't that be a fine thing? If service was measured from the heart. Yes. Wouldn't it be a fine thing if we lived for Jesus? For he's my everything. Some folks, well, they live for glory. Just to hear their name praised. Lord, how true. But let us live for Jesus. Yes, for he is, Lord, my everything.
Some folk worship money and the luxuries that it brings, but
Pleasure to serve you this afternoon. In charge of the choirs were Sister Gross and her little friends, Sister Minnie Fields, Sister Shavers, and Brother Columbus Smith. Listen to us again, won't you? The little church by the side of the road, Mount Ariad Baptist Church. God bless you. God save you. Pray for us, won't you?
Yes, we do.